This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next time you go to your local purveyor of mobile phones and tell them you'd like to upgrade your current aging model on account of your two-year contract is up, you're going to be in for a surprise. Today we learned Sprint has joined Verizon and T-Mobile in getting rid of those hated two-year deals, leaving just AT&T standing. It sounds good and all, but there has got to be a catch because there always is. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. He is here to help sort it out for us. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Kai.
So it's not like officially official yet, but can we kiss the two-year contract goodbye now, do you think, forever?
I kind of think we can, Kai. Yeah. When the forensic unit shows up to do its work, you know, it's going to trace it all back to the moment carriers started paying customers to jump contract. But also, it's sort of about three things, Kai.
Okay.
Adoption, technology, and good old competition. I think we're seeing all three of those.
All right, well, let's run them down. Adoption, Okay. Everybody's got a smartphone now, right? I mean, isn't that the deal?
Everybody's got a smartphone, or according to Pew Research, 65% of adults in the U.S. have a smartphone, and that's actually
so almost everybody.
Almost everybody. That's actually double what it was just like 3 years ago. What all this means for the big wireless carriers is that this pool of potential new customers is much smaller than it used to be.
Makes sense. But talk to me for a second about the phones themselves, the technology part of this.
Okay, so big companies are putting out new devices, every couple of weeks,
yeah.
Kai?
Yeah.
And so it's interesting because average upgrade cycle of the user right now seems to be around 18 months. So that's less than a two-year contract, right? But not as often as new phones come out, which is like every week, it feels like. The market is way more competitive than it was just a couple of years ago, Kai. And let me ask you this. When was the last time a new phone just like blew your mind? Like you put it in your hand and it felt totally different than the last phone you had.
Honestly, it was years ago, right? I mean, it was the first iPhone I got.
Right. It's just not happening anymore.
Right.
You can eeny, meeny, miny, moe it. And the, you know, if you look at a new device from Samsung or Apple or something, it pretty much is still this awesome computer that you get to put in your pocket. And it's actually no longer out of the question to sell your phone on Amazon, for instance, resell it, refurb it through your carrier or something like that. In a lot of ways, this is actually a pretty good time to be a user and a customer when it comes to smartphones and smartphone service.
All right. So, I mean, I get us. We're getting smarter, right? But talk to me about the companies themselves, both the cell company and I guess the phone makers too, right?
So phone makers are actually in a tough spot. They're really trying to make devices better, but at the same time, they're trying to get you to buy them, and there are so many choices. But they're getting better at, you know, still charging you lots of money. The wireless companies are going to show you a bill that's actually pretty similar to the bill you've always had, but you're going to be leasing the phone instead of locking yourself into this two-year contract.
Right.
And I think that is the wave of the future. It's actually going to hurt the early adopters in some ways because they really want that new device, and they're going to have to keep coming back to the wireless carrier to keep that new device and to keep upgrading. But people who are willing to use an old device or buy a used one, they're going to be in better shape.
Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.